Hey everyone, this is Nick Valesky with the USU Extension's Integrated Pest Management Program. This is your vegetable pest advisory for late March. As growers begin to start seeds and care for their transplants inside the greenhouse, there are a few notable pests to be aware of. The first is whiteflies. Whiteflies may successfully overwinter inside of Utah's heated greenhouses. The two most common species we see are the greenhouse whitefly and the silverleaf whitefly. They measure 1 to 2 millimeters and are triangular shaped. The nymphs are translucent, flat, and immobile. Adults and nymphs have piercing, sucking mouth parts that suck sap from the plant's phloem and the stem and leaves. Large populations can cause foliage to turn yellow, dry out, and eventually drop. Large groups of whiteflies can excrete honeydew on the leaves. Monitor for whiteflies by visually inspecting for nymphs, pupae, and adults on the underside of leaves. Yellow sticky traps can also be hung to observe their populations. Manage whiteflies by keeping your greenhouse weed-free. Weeds can be a bridge for whiteflies during crop-free periods. Parasitic wasps can be purchased to be released inside the greenhouse. Insecticides with active ingredients like potassium salts or fatty acids or the fungus, Boivaria bassiana, are organic options for whitefly control that is available for residential use. The second greenhouse pest to look out for are thrips. Common species in Utah include the western flower thrip and the onion thrip. These insects are extremely small and best seen with a hand lens. Thrips have a wide range of vegetable hosts that they attack. They feed by scraping plant cells and using their piercing, sucking mouth parts to extract juices. This will leave the foliage with bleach spots that have a silvery appearance. Thrips also have the potential to vector viruses, such as impatiens, necrotic spot virus, and tomato spotted wilt virus. Manage thrips by clearing your greenhouse space of any weeds, as they can serve as an alternate host for thrips or the viral diseases that they spread. Minute pirate bugs are biological predators that feed on thrips that can be purchased. A commercial greenhouse user may consider insecticide products that contain active ingredients like spinosad or pyrethrins. The last common greenhouse pests I'll mention are aphids. Monitor for aphid species by visually inspecting the underside of plant foliage. Look for excretion of honeydew, which indicates large populations. Most greenhouse plants are susceptible to some species of aphids. Individual greenhouse operations should set their own thresholds for control. For management, if your greenhouse production allows, consider periods of host-free production. The continuous culture of plants is great for aphids and other pests to move from older to younger plants. Parasitic wasps, such as those in the Aphidius family, can be purchased in virals containing emerged adults and parasitized aphid mummies. Insecticides with active ingredients like extract neem oil or potassium salts of fatty acids are organic options for aphid control that are available for residential use. Remember, all brands of insecticide products are registered trademarks. Always check the label for specific crops you are treating, application and safety information, and protection in pre-harvest intervals. Also, ensure the product is legal in Utah and can be used inside of greenhouses. Feel free to contact me with any questions about this advisory or other vegetable pest questions you might have. Until next time, thanks.